Today, Christian Payne, documentary on the internet, is in Stockholm. Why? Because he's training some people from all around the world, from some war-torn places and some other places as well, on story building. And I've just listened to his morning podcast, and it reminded me of so much. And I also had an impulse to offer Christian some advice. So starting off with Stockholm, it clearly is the case from your experience, Christian, that it's a good place, that it's a fine place. It's got loads of islands, that it's got loads of museums. I went to Stockholm, went to Uppsala, and then went into Stockholm and had not a huge amount of time, but a day in Stockholm, and loved it. Incidentally, it wasn't half as expensive as I thought it was going to be. But as a city, it's a gem. Loved it. Okay, that's a general blurb, and that, Christian, wouldn't be unusual or particularly interesting to you. But let me tell you about something in case you haven't heard, you haven't seen it before. If you've looked at any guidebook about Stockholm, or if anybody looks at any guidebook about Stockholm, you'll certainly hear reference to this. In 1608, give or take a few years, Gustavus Adolphus took delivery of an enormous ship, an enormous warship, with huge capacity of firepower. Gustavus Adolphus was the leader of Sweden, and was the Swedes were quite a power in the Baltic. So Gustavus takes delivery of this amazing boat, and it sails out of Stockholm Harbour and doesn't get very far before it sinks. It sinks, lock, stock and barrel. It wasn't injured in a war. It sank. I forget exactly why it sank. I think it listed to the side. There was something wrong with the design. There hadn't been, the ballast was wrong. Don't believe me when I speculate about why the ship sank. But the main thing is it lay in the bottom of that sea until 1964, give or take a few months. And in 1964, it was lifted from the bottom of the sea. And there is terrific stuff on the internet about the rising of it. And I'm sure they made a television program, and I'm sure you can find it very easily, Christian. This boat was not only lifted, you know, centuries later, but it was preserved. It is preserved in a very special museum, in very, very special conditions. And I can't remember how, but I've seen it. And that was the key point. I've been to this boat. It is in stupendously well-preserved conditions. It is a phenomenal piece of kit. And you can see it. It's huge. It's a very big boat. And all I can say is that it's worth going to Stockholm to see that boat alone. Now, for all I know, Christian, you've been to Stockholm several times and you've seen that boat enough times to, you know, skip it this time. But that boat is, for me, one of the great, you know, cultural exhibits, if you like, anywhere that I've been to. You know, there's loads of places I haven't been to. Haven't been to the Wall of China and all that kind of thing. But this boat, so Stockholm. I'm working now for the Stockholm Tourist Board, and I'm spreading the message that Stockholm is the place to go if you want to see a 17th century war boat in pristine condition, preserved ever so well by the Swedish people who love it. Anyway, there you are. Have a great time, Christian. Little story. I hope you have a wonderful day teaching story making to people from all around the world. Bye-bye for now. Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet, signing over and out.